tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers! Welcome back to the original Season 2, Episode 21, Fire with Fire. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, alongside the very, very festive Donald Romain.
Hi, I'm Donald Romain. You can find me on Instagram at Donald Romain and on Twitter at Tigers Haas, and it's Cinco de Mayo.
I think if anybody didn't know, now they know.
If you didn't know, now you know.
And, of course, the beautiful, wonderful Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And our chat mistress.
Hey, guys. Tiana here at the Tiana Hobson. And I'm on YouTube right now in the chat role. And you guys are talking about things. And I already am lost.
Fair enough. Guys, more important than any of us right now, though, we have a very special guest in
Go
tonight.
Go on.
Yusuf Gatewood, thank you so much for joining us.
Yay. It's my pleasure to be here. Hey, everybody.
For everybody who is listening right now only, you guys know him as Finn or Vincent, whatever you want to call his character.
That's it. Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent. You can go with that. And always, you guys can find us at AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, or you can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are. Use the hashtag ABTV Originals. We love hearing whatever you guys have to say. You're the absolute best fans in the world, and we really, really appreciate it. Give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up, and just keep on keeping the conversation going. Let us know what you're thinking. All right, guys, I want to get into tonight's episode and figure out how you guys are feeling overall. We are almost at the end of the season, and it was a nail-biter.
I have a feeling that season three, is going to be the best season so far. Mm-hmm. I like the direction that they're going. I think they're committing to a lot of different choices. And I just think that they're setting us up for a really interesting journey.
I agree with that. Katie?
I loved this episode. It was so good. So many, oh my gosh, moments.
I agree.
How are you feeling, too?
I loved it. I text my mother as soon as I finished, and I was like, Mom, did you watch yet? And she's like, no. I was like, girl! And that's all I said. And she was like, okay, now I know I have to watch.
We gotta wait for that response. I hope she texts you back.
Did she watch it yet?
She hasn't watched. I talked to her on my way here, and she still hasn't watched it. I was like, go home and watch it now.
Priorities.
How for you, Yusuf, as a fan of the show, how did you feel about this episode?
As a fan of the show, I thought it was a hell of an episode. A really good episode. And like Katie was saying, there were a lot of nail-bite moments. And that's all you can ask for.
You got to watch with us for the first time you've seen this episode. That was really exciting for us.
I just flew in yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to see the day before yesterday, I didn't get a chance to see it, so I got to experience in the lovely theater these guys have. For people watching at home, they have a hell of a theater. Two maybe.
Yeah, we watch in style. Lucky us. You just got back, though? I didn't even know. 2 days ago.
Yeah, I would not miss this. Listen, I got to tell everybody what you guys did for me. Oh. When I first got cast in this show, I had not watched the originals. I didn't know what the episodes were doing, so they gave me the DVDs, and I was watching those, but I was also watching you guys to see what the fans thought, because this is a great show because it has fan interaction, and you guys are very knowledgeable about the show, to say the least. When we're watching this back there, Katie and Roxy were having a debate about one of the topics that came up in the show, so it's really cool to be here and
is he trying to make
learn
us cry?
From my teachers again.
That is so amazing.
That
wow.
Is a pat on the back to us.
Very big pat on
the
back.
I wasn't even here. I'll pat you girls on the back.
And to you guys at home, because a lot of our information comes from you. You are the biggest super fans.
There are fact checkers.
Yeah, seriously. So cheers to you guys. Absolutely. That's amazing. I really appreciate you saying that.
Oh, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Incredible. Thank you. Okay, let's get into tonight's episode. We'll talk more specifically about the character development you've had throughout the season later on. But I want to talk about you tonight and what you are doing for our very dear friend Davina.
Oh yeah, this is Davina and Vincent now have a really interesting relationship that I think sort of in a nice way parallels the relationship she had with Marcel in season one.
Right.
Whether or not there's going to be some butting of heads because of that, I don't know. But what we saw here is just a continuation of what was in last episode. Davina's going to become our regent.
Right. It's interesting that you just mentioned that, because I was thinking about that earlier on. She has distanced herself a little bit from Marcel. Right. Sometimes we see her go running back, but he has a lot of allegiances elsewhere, and right. he hasn't been as attentive to her, especially regarding Cole and whatnot.
Right.
And do you right. feel like that could it could develop issues with your characters?
It may. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but I think that the writers have done a great thing in setting that up. One of the cool things about this episode and all the episodes is you always have all these different directions where the story can go, and you have all these cliffhangers. You don't know what's going to happen with those two characters. There could be some explosions.
Absolutely.
But what we're seeing more interesting, though, is that we're seeing Davina really mature as a character in her own right, with her own motivations and her own intentions, and I think she's exploring some of these. And Cole was actually the, I guess, the animus behind that, right?
Right. You think about how far she's come. When we saw Davina, we first saw her, she was a crazy lady painting locked in an attic.
She was scary at first.
Right. She was just like Rapunzel. She'd been stuck in that attic for so long, right. you know?
I love seeing her like this. I like her taking charge. The version she is now. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I love seeing her, like, calm down, Donald.
I know your facials from now on. By now I know that it's gonna happen.
I love Davina kind of owning it and being like this powerhouse witch because, you know, us witches gotta stick together. Yeah. But I'm gonna say what I said last week. Her being in control like this really scares me for my vampires because she even said tonight, like, I can either make peace or I can burn our enemies. And she
and what did she say after that? Yeah, that's the greatest thing. I'm sorry to
interrupt. Oh, no.
Yeah. Just, I was so excited about that line.
That line was
she
great.
Said, even if it's Klaus Michelson
yes.
himself. Mm-hmm. And that's so huge for
me. And
that,
that's
right?
huge. And that's what makes me nervous because I love Klaus and I don't want anything to really happen to him. But I love her and I love what she's doing and I love everything that is Davina right now.
But I trust her, like, moral compass. We were talking about it in the last episode. She makes decisions emotionally, but I think she makes the right decisions most of the time.
I agree with that, and I'm a really big fan of Davina, but I haven't always given her the credit that I think she deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Not as an actress, but just as an individual. She didn't scream power to me.
As a character.
As a character. Tonight, she embodied power, and I got excited because I was like, this is a new coming, this is a new era for the Wet'chu Witches. It begins now. But my only question is, if she's inheriting all this power, why didn't Josephine come off as powerful? She was the regent before. Like, what's the difference?
I thought Josephine came off as pretty
she did,
powerful.
But there was no unity. There was no fighting back. There was no power presence of the witches as a whole. So what's the difference of Davina being the regent than Josephine being the regent? That's a genuine question I'm just having. I don't know the answer to that.
Because she's stood up to them before, so she may know some things.
So maybe it also has to do with her own willpower and her own, like, her own self as a person?
Yeah. I think you could ask that about any sort of group of people that has a leader. A president, you know, what's to make one president stronger than the next? It's about the individual.
That's
so
true.
I do feel like Josephine stood for a lot, and I think that people went to her knowing that she was the leader of this coven, but that doesn't mean that she had as much pizzazz as Davina does, or whatever you want to call it. She's got a lot of reasons to fight. She's been screwed over in the past many times, and she's out for vengeance. I really think she is, and rightfully so. She's been really burned. And she wants her boyfriend back, which is the best motivation possible. Get Cole back on this show.
You're right. You've convinced me. That's an appropriate answer.
We just answered
our question. That's
I'm
an appropriate answer.
I'm channeling my inner Mike Narducci. You know? I'm trying to fight this
logic. Final logic.
Yeah, I got it for that. But it is interesting to see that she so quickly, she was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, you go to talk to the rest of the witches, and they're not convinced. And she's standing there and is like, hey, listen to me. I'm running this now, so what are you going to do without me? Whoa, where did this come from?
But that's what it takes to be a leader.
Yeah.
And if she hadn't done that, then they wouldn't feel confident in her.
Well, they were kind of bashing her, too, so she stood up for herself.
Yeah.
And she's been doing that a lot more lately, so I think it's justifiable that she did stand up.
Yeah, like, what was up with PTA Mom?
Oh, I know, right?
Like PTA
that was great.
Mom
yeah, she was.
To, like, hate on Davina, and I was like, lady, you need to pump your brakes, because she is a harvest girl.
Yeah.
So let's not forget that. She still has, you know, powers from that, and she's right.
Does she have powers from that anymore?
I think she's still stronger because of it.
Mm-hmm. That's why they chose her as one of the nine for the Eva Sinclair thing, right?
Right, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, I feel like this would be any witch's dream to take on this role. Why are you so anti-becoming what everybody thinks you're destined to be?
Well, I think what we saw in the episode before this, I think that was 218. 2017 with the whole thing with Maisie's character,
right.
Eva Sinclair. I think that he might have been burned by that. I mean, that was his true love. That's another cool thing about Vincent, the whole parallel between his ruined relationship with Eva and what happened to Finn in the Vampire Diary days, mm-hmm. which I learned from you guys. Sage, you
we
know?
Got you.
And I think because of that, he just wants done. He wants out. I'm done with it. I don't want to be a part of this bullshit anymore that's taken so much away from me. And
you don't want to use any of the magic anymore.
Right. And we talked about this in the episode, too. I can't remember the exact line, but there was some sort of this dark magic. It's just sort of like... you have a need to use it. That might have gotten cut. I don't know if we actually said that, but I feel like you remember? Katie remembers. Bail me out.
So you feel a little dark magic in yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's addictive.
It's addictive.
And so, yeah,
it's addictive.
This actually happened in the Vampire Diaries, didn't it? Didn't Elena have like a bit of a magic addiction in the Vampire Diaries, something like this?
I know that it's happened in the past with multiple different people where you get addicted to doing different things. I think Bonnie's even gone down a couple of dark paths.
Oh, yes, Bonnie did.
We did hear your character say, though, that you didn't want to feel that power of needing to use the dark magic. I'm pretty sure that's what you're saying.
I can't even remember, but yeah.
That would make sense, though, given the history with Eva Sinclair, to see the person you love most get sucked into something so dark and then not wanting to be even close to feeling what maybe she felt.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I think somebody who is willing to turn the position down is the exact person that should be
it. That's true. It's true. That's exact. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a weird paradox like that, because I do think Davina is really... could be great for this, but I don't know. She's so young, and I don't want her to handle it for the wrong reasons. Fighting for your boyfriend is great for you, but is that good for an entire coven? Because that really was the main reason she said yes.
That's so true, though, but she also did say, even though I'm young, I have stood up to the Michelsons. I have. She has what it takes to do what's necessary, even when it puts herself in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the biggest things here, and DXNato just wrote, power corrupts. Right. In the chat role. And I think that that is something to think about, because Davina is, you know, young and she's coming into all this power now. So it'll be interesting to see how it does corrupt her, or if it does or if it doesn't, because the power is what corrupted Klaus. It's what corrupted Marcel in season one. You know, having the power to run the city is something that everyone wants and everyone craves. And then you get it and it kind of turns you into this other person. We've seen two other characters go down that path, so will Davina?
Tonight, she says something like, it's the season of the witches, or it's the time of the witches. Mm-hmm. And that made me really nervous off the bat, because now that she is getting closer with Vincent and is cutting her ties with her closest vampire friend, which would be Marcel, is this a witches versus vampires and wolves thing again? You know, can we not be friends? Is it impossible for us to, as Katie wants, all just get along?
I think it is.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, because just like, it's not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. And just like real world situations, there are separations between either, whether it's race or economic classes or just different positions. There's always going to be separations. And the leader can want something, but that doesn't mean that's what the people want.
Right.
And if that's not what the people want, what happens? There's a revolution. There's people revolt, and then there's a swing of power, and then it's cyclical. Like, it goes over and over and over again. So I don't think peace is possible. But I do think that there's definitely going to be a lot of butting heads. There's going to be butting heads between the werewolves and the vampires already, because they're being cursed. They were cursed by a witch. So I think that there's going to be a little bitterness there, no matter what, unless the witches are the ones that help them. Which I can see Davina helping the witches, the werewolves also. So I don't think that there's a possibility for peace anytime soon. And even within the Michelsons themselves, it's not going to happen. We heard in the preview Elijah say, this is not forgivable, brother. Like, you know, like, things are going down.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the big questions I want to know about Vincent is, can we trust him?
Well, I don't know who you can trust on this show. And, and talking about, is there ever going to be peace? I don't know that we would ever want peace, because that's what makes this show so much fun, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that there's always going to be some sort of animosity between someone. Can you trust Vincent? You can trust Vincent to be himself, which means at this point, Vincent wants to be out of the city. So are his motivations the purest when he's having a 16-year-old become the regent, whose motivation, as you pointed out, is to save a boyfriend who's been killed?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's really murky, these waters. It's not black and white. That's one of the reasons I love Game of Thrones, too.
Right.
Because everybody, right? Which was a great episode on Sunday. If you haven't seen it, people watch it. Go watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy you said that, because after I watched last night's episode, I tweeted, I felt like I just watched a game of Game of Thrones, but it was the originals.
Oh, that's a badass compliment. That's awesome.
And people in the chat role are talking about how it felt very much Game of Thrones-esque, this episode. So I'm so glad you said that.
Because we're all fighting for some sort of crown, and while we're all so busy in our own worlds, I don't feel like anybody's realizing who else is doing exactly what they're doing. So meanwhile, Davina is about to take over this entire coven of witches, and the vampires, she's not even on their radar right now. They're so busy taking care of their own that they're not even seeing that there's about to be revolution, and they're not even seeing any of that because they are so bogged down with Hope and what's going on with Dahlia and all of that, that they don't even know what you're doing and what you've put Davina up to. Because Marcel would be like, Davina, hello? Go to high school.
Yeah, it's true. Marcel would be like, Davina, you want all this power? Are you sure? Think about it.
Exactly.
They used you before.
Exactly.
But I still think she's making the right decision. I think that a lot of things are going on. So I'm excited for the witches. I tend to root for everybody. So I hope that they all win.
I agree. So we've talked a little about the witches, but I want to get into the vampires because, guys, tonight there's a lot of different moving pieces going on. One of them, of course, being our some of our favorite ships, which would be Marcel and Rebecca.
Yay.
People are really, I don't know, still some people are weird about Rebecca being in this body and Marcel and the taking advantage, and they still, you know, they're still just not that, they're not putting them together like that because I think some people are weird about it.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well,
I mean, she's
stabbed herself in the neck. Fair enough, Katie. Captain Obvious. I agree, though. I think that might be part of the reason. People, there was a lot of backlash about this, and I don't get it, really, but okay.
I haven't heard any backlash, really.
People just don't want, they think that it is abusive to this woman's body if Marcel was to either do anything with her because it's not actually
it's not consensual
to her body.
It's her soul, though.
It is her soul. Yeah. That's why I feel as if it's okay. And also, we have no idea how long she's going to be in there. Like, what is Rebecca just supposed to be celibate in this woman's body?
Well, and Eva Sinclair is dead, right?
And
for all intents and purposes, Eva Sinclair is dead.
Right.
And even if she isn't, is she going to come back and be like, oh my God, you guys defiled my body. I'm so upset about it. I don't think it's going to happen. So I think it's fine in this situation.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Because I don't know, though. Their chemistry, I just think, is so spot on. And I loved how much we see Marcel still does love Rebecca. I haven't really seen that in a while. And he expressed it pretty well tonight.
Yeah, he almost started crying when he's like, don't make me do this.
Right.
That was the first time where I was like, not that I'm against Marcel in any kind of way. I just never really root for him. But then when he pushed her back and his voice got soft and he started getting teary-eyed and was like, don't let me do this, I was like, you got me, man. Like, I'm on board with whatever you're doing right now. Like, I'm really rooting for your character. So I think it was... But also, you can tell how much Rebecca loves Marcel because she didn't let him do it. She did it to herself. Right. And that was shocking. With that being said, though, I'm really going to miss the actress that was playing Rebecca. I thought she did a great job.
Oh, she was phenomenal.
Ecstatic to see Claire Holt come back, but I really do think I hope they find a way to resurrect that body in some kind of other way, because I would like to see her as an actress continue on.
I agree with that, and we heard a little bit from Mike that Claire is not back, so people...
I think he was leading us down the wrong path, because what else is going to happen?
Well, we'll see. We will see, but...
You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, to get me fired.
Yeah. No, we've got our chat mistress is also like, she's our investigator.
Yeah. And it's like when you stare at the groom when the bride starts walking down the aisle, you know, you gotta see his reaction. It's gonna be its most pure when...
Are you calling use of the groom right now?
Who am I marrying?
Yeah,
please. I don't know, I was just
saying. You're marrying the idea.
I'm 35.
Of even Sinclair coming back.
Okay, more on Marcel, though, because we kind of skipped a couple things.
We did.
Just like getting hung upside down and your blood drained and stuff.
Typical day.
This brought back a lot of different things about how originals can compel other vampires, but Marcel's also on Vervain, even though he's a vampire and you wouldn't think he would be, but he is. And honestly, I felt so bad for him because there is nothing you can do to protect yourself from Klaus. He's tried everything. There's nothing he can do. He still, at the end of the day, was about to tear the person he loves limb from limb because Klaus looked him in the eyes and compelled him.
But that's his own fault. He could have left. He could have put the fight down. He didn't have to fight for control over. Like, he's brought this problem into his own life.
You think Marcel has done this to
himself? No, his rivalry with Klaus, it is Klaus's fault, but the intensity that it has risen to is also, he is a key player in this as well.
No, what's his fault is stabbing Klaus and agreeing to stab somebody whose kid is out there in danger. That's what's his fault. I think the whole fight thing is half Klaus's fault, half his fault.
Yeah. I think he has to take responsibility for putting himself in this situation.
Katie, what do you think?
So I don't feel bad for him.
I'm just thinking, I know we're going to get to this later about what Klaus's plan actually is, and I feel like he might not be so angry with them as he's showing, as he's putting on this show for Dahlia. He might understand where they're coming from about daggering him.
Okay. I mean, and not to jump ahead too much either, but he kind of helped everyone, or not everyone, because there's definitely people he didn't help, but Klaus pushed people to deal with feelings. He forced Marcel and Rebecca to deal with feelings for each other that they have.
I actually read an interview that Michael did about this episode and Klaus's intentions, so I'll definitely bring that up when we come back around, because he does answer some of those things that you talk about.
Guys, just go ahead. Let's talk about it. Okay. We have a plan.
So basically, Michael was just saying that, yes, Klaus is doing things for the betterment of not only his family, but himself. Mm. For example, forcing Rebecca to kill herself so that she can jump into her own body so that he can use her and she's more purposeful in fighting back against Dahlia and she's not so weak. Also, he was talking about how he doesn't have much control over her because she's so fragile, but being back in her old body, now he can punish her again by daggering her. Now he has a little bit of control over her. Now she doesn't have what she really wants. So in the end, even though he is helping them, it's still the same old Klaus, I think, with ulterior motives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those will never stop.
I do know what you mean. However, I love Rebecca and I love her character, and all she's ever wanted is a family. That's what she's been striving for. So it would almost be worse for Klaus to take away this opportunity now that she finally has it than for him to kill her.
But I think what he's doing
is horrible.
Klaus as a person, the sacrifice is always worth what you get in the end. So whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
And he doesn't want her dead. He wants his family by his side.
Yes.
What do you feel about the extreme lengths that Klaus goes to get what he thinks is right?
What's like what the fan said? I think what would she say? Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and I think when you're an immortal with all of these special powers, and everyone can just, or you can compel everyone to do what you want to. I think it just the cool thing about this show and Klaus as a character to me is that you always see this dude who has all these amazing powers and is sociopathic in so many ways, but he's battling for his humanity at the same time.
Right.
That's one of the things. That's one of the reasons I think fans really respond to the Camille and Klaus's relationship, because it's a human being. This vampire, we should be sucking her blood, which we saw in this episode, which everybody I'm sure was shocked by when they saw that.
Right.
But Klaus. I'm sorry, what was the original question?
Just about the extreme length he goes through. You answered it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember what the question was, but as long as you got an answer.
We did get an answer.
No, we did. Good. I feel like sometimes the ends justify the means and sometimes they don't. And right now, I get that Cammy, he whispers something in Cammy's ear and she's like, trust me, this is all right. But still, what he did caused Rebecca to kill herself, caused Marcel to watch that, caused him to dagger his own brother. Yes, he was just daggered too. But there's a lot of different parts to this.
Forced Gia to kill herself.
Okay, right. That's not reversible. Yes, Rebecca can body jump and all these people can do these things, but Gia, who Elijah, by the way, is sleeping with, your own brother, is really questioning.
But how many times has he killed his siblings' lovers? Time and time again.
Does that make it right?
It doesn't make it right, but it just means that there is forgiveness to be had.
I don't know what I'm arguing right now, because you guys know that I'm so obsessed with Klaus, but all of a sudden I'm starting to think, like, gosh, yes, this one baby is very important and it's your child and there are ways to go about it, but why did you have to do all this?
Because he had to trick Dahlia. She's not somebody who can just fall into these traps so easily.
Tiana.
You're right.
Well, I was going to say that it's all about his master plan, because just like when we knew he made a deal with Dahlia, we knew that wasn't his only plan, wasn't just he's going to be working with her. And not to bring up my mom again, but I talked to her about it on Sunday, and we were talking about his plan, and we both decided, before watching the episode, we were like, he's playing her. he has another plan. So as I was watching the episode, that's in the back of my mind. And then he was doing stuff, and I was like, man, maybe we were wrong. Maybe we were wrong. But as soon as he bit Cammy, that's when I knew that he had an ulterior plan, because he held on to it long enough for me to be like, he's not just biting her neck right now. Like, there's something else going on.
And he would never hurt her. I wasn't right at all.
Yes, he would never hurt her.
I didn't think he would either, but that doesn't mean he hasn't hurt other people.
I mean, everyone's hurt somebody in this show.
That is true.
I thought he killed her. I was convinced. I wrote Cammy's not dead. And then, like, a commercial break later, I wrote, wait, is she? Question mark? I don't know. And then I was kind of convinced.
Actually, question mark, exclamation mark, question mark.
Yeah. I'm writing really in my emotions. And so I was convinced that he would hurt her. I don't know. I
can never condone fully the things Klaus has done, but I always defend Klaus because he's my boy. We're like homies.
Everyone's so obsessed with him.
Yeah, but I just feel that the only way he sees to actually save them, he's saving them and he's saving his daughter at the same time.
It's true. Because
what he did to the wolves, like, a lot of things he did, I'm concerned they're not going to be, reversible.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's like he's doing what he's doing because in his mind, in his twisted, dark mind, he's doing what he actually believes is the right thing. And everyone has different thoughts on what the right thing is. Mm-hmm. And that's why, as a community, a world, we have right and wrong, and I can see myself as in the right and you can see me in the wrong, but that doesn't change where my mind is.
He has got a complex.
He is saving everybody. He's hurting them, but he's saving everybody that he initially cares about. That he loves. Like, Gia might not be a part of that. Maybe Eliza.
Clearly is not.
His family is all safe.
Yeah. All right. Well, is it? Is his family all safe? Because let's talk about Freya and what happens here.
I mean, does she count right
I'm
now?
I'm not sure.
I'm protective of Freya. I think this girl's hurt. I think we need to protect her. I think she needs a little bit more love. And I feel bad for her.
I will say, last week I was like, maybe Freya's bad and Dolly is really good. Because we saw that flashback where Dolly is taking care of Freya. But tonight, the way that Dolly storms in and treats Freya, I'm not thinking that Dahlia is so good anymore.
No, I was like, why can't you let the girl be free?
But at the same time, I'm confused about how Freya was so not okay with what Elijah did last week by stabbing her and putting the hope thing in her. But now this week, she's totally okay with it.
Well, she's accepted.
She doesn't have anything else to do but accept it, so that's why. But she's terrified of Dahlia.
She still has her own thing going on. We're missing something about her. I know that she wants to be awake for longer, and that's what it is, but she's not on our team. And to think she's on our team... Tiana, what is that dance?
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. It's always Team Roxy Tiana.
No, Freya, it's like she just wants love, and I want to love her. Thank you, Katie. Because we just gotta love her.
You're saying she's not on the same team, but she's Team Freya, just like Klaus is Team Klaus. Like, she's protecting herself because she is coming into this situation knowing the big bad being Dahlia, so she's gonna do what she thinks is right.
We need a tiebreaker. Because clearly we're...
I'm Team Freya all the way.
Oh, yeah.
I tweeted about this. First of all, I love Riley's work. And that scene we were just talking about where Dolly... she didn't even say anything, but her face is just... She's there.
Her face melted my heart.
It really did. Night. She's beautiful in that scene.
Yeah.
Wait, Freya or Dolly? Freya, right?
Freya's face. Just looked on the ground. Fear when she was on the ground and the trembling and the tears. And
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody look that afraid ever.
No, that was good. Yeah. She's really good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was incredible, and that made me know that Dolly has really done some damage to her. Yeah. So I understand, but then the whole thing happens, and I think that Dahlia did love Freya at some point, but then she makes her pass out. Is that like go to sleep for the next 100 years?
Yeah, she said she's going to make her go to sleep early.
Start
early.
Yeah. But if they kill Dahlia, does that lift the curse off of Freya?
Ooh.
Does it? Does it not? Can we get some Freya back?
Maybe.
Can we get some Freya back?
Can we see Freya in the preview?
Still about this necklace, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something.
Oh, that I'm living
kind of you that you're in.
Yeah, the part of you is living in. The other part of you is still walking around.
Yeah.
What would we do if we got him back out of the necklace? Around? You'd have to. That would be like some real.
Can we just put Finn back in you?
Yeah, but then what's gonna happen?
I guess Vincent.
I think you can put Finn in anybody at this point.
Right.
Let's put him back in you.
But they couldn't do it as well as you did.
I don't know about that. We've got a lot of fabulous actors, man. People talk about Casper Zafar is the guy who played it before.
Yeah,
he just didn't. I mean, he only had four episodes, so there wasn't a lot to build on. So
right.
That's the only thing. But I appreciate you.
They have there are a lot of fantastic actors on this show, and everybody's done a really great job. I think there maybe was one or two out of the entire two seasons that I wasn't a fan of, but they didn't last. And besides that, it's been nothing but excellent casting choices.
Yeah, no, I agree with that definitely, and that's what sells it because when you are have so many characters that are playing so many actors playing multiple characters, there has to be that clear switch.
Yeah.
And if you don't see that, then it's hard for us to keep up with what the storylines are even.
Right, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, which is incredible that people are able to do that. So let's get back to this, though. So Dahlia and Klaus, they have teamed up. We're confused. Tiana and her mom are thinking that
we know things.
That Klaus is doing good things. I'm sitting here thinking that Klaus is betraying his siblings just the same way they did to him. But we have bigger things to deal with, which is, all right, we're going to keep you here, and we got to go deal with our wolves.
Well, I think now that I'm seeing it again, when I saw it and was watching the episode, I thought, God, this is just the worst punishment he could bestow upon them. But now that we've talked
about making them
wolves, but now that we're talking about it, it's not the worst punishment because he could kill all of them, which is what Dahlia would want, or he could put this curse on them, put them out of the way, which is exactly what his siblings were trying to do to them, and then come back for them when it's time to solve everything. If that's the case. I don't know if he's going to do that, but he's at least leaving the window open for them to have the opportunity to come back.
This is where I will majorly stand up for Klaus. Haley just tried to take his kid. People are not, they're like, how could he do this to her? She just tried to steal his child.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? If somebody tried to...
You're not a sociopath, though. If your child is in a situation with someone who's... And I love Klaus, too. He's one of my favorite characters in this whole universe. But if someone's in a situation where their child is with this monster, this sociopath, the best thing to do is run sometimes, right? What About My Baby? That was a Lifetime movie. I loved it.
That's one of the things Mike said last week when we brought this into the real world. Yeah. He was like, listen, sometimes a mom's got to do what she's got to do.
Damn right.
Now that I completely understand, but if I was Klaus, if I was a sociopath or not, if the baby mama tried to take my kid away, I would freak out.
Go ahead. That's what I was thinking. Okay, he's doing this. He's not killing them. He's putting this curse on them, so it's not the worst thing, but he's also, I'm sure, believing that this is a good idea because he wants hope around him. Like, whatever's going through his mind, which I understand why Haley's running with the baby, he wants hope with him, so this, by doing this to Haley, he's going to have hope with him.
And he also doesn't want to kill her because he doesn't want to be the person who kills his kid's mom.
But wait a second, though. Isn't Klaus doing to Hope exactly what his mother did to her, which was denying the presence of the biological parent in her life?
Not killing her.
But Esther didn't kill her father. She just denied him the ability to know him.
We don't know how long he's going to keep himself.
Yeah, I'm saying, so if he keeps her in this wolf form, he's only hurting his daughter. And I think in the end, he will see the reason of that. And if it's not somebody explaining it to him, if it's not self-discovery, it's going to be Cammy.
But the
part to that I'm going to argue is that Dahlia gave him a choice last week. It was, we can save Hope and we'll raise her together, but you have to kill Haley.
But he
chose a different alternative where she's going to be a wolf and will come to phase like once a month, you know, but she's out of the way. She's still alive. The lesser of two evils. He's trying to save Hope's mother right now and keep her alive for Hope because his dream is to get them back together.
Oh, yeah, that's what eventually. I'm saying. Oh, I'm on the same page as you.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that if he truly wanted Haley out of the kid's life, he would have killed her or left her punished forever.
Okay.
And I don't think that he will.
Before we even get to this part of the wolves, we have to... Yeah, I know. The wolves...
He's waiting to jump in.
Yeah, I get it. This was something really, really romantic tonight. Finally, Haley has opened her eyes and she's told him, she said, listen, I love you, Jackson. This is a weird time to say it, I get that, but I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Hell yeah. Hashtag Jaylee. This is not me showing allegiance in any way. This is just me saying that I have a heart and it was romantic.
This is me having an allegiance. Go Jaylee and everyone in the chat roll saying that Jackson should have died instead of Gia. I hate you. But
what?
I love you.
Oh, I don't want to yell. Sorry, I yelled that very loud.
And I don't actually hate you, but like, I love Jackson, so let him be. And I'm mad, and I'm sad that Gia's gone too.
Yeah, rest in peace, Gia.
I don't want it to be like, I don't want anyone to die, but like,
I know. We've lost some great characters this season. Yeah. Too. Just Colin Waddell. Oh. Just beautiful actor, that guy. Gia. Yeah.
But what makes that so great, and I was just talking about this on the phone on the way here, it made me very angry.
A lot of family and friends that were
I was angry. I am. Well, because I was just watching Scandal, and the last episode of Scandal, I don't know if you guys watched it. I don't want to spoil anything. Oh, but there was, they didn't take the extra step to actually get rid of a character, even though they made us believe that the character was gone and they brought the character back. But what I really appreciate about losing great actors and great characters is, no matter how much it sucks, it really shows a commitment on the creator's part to do what it takes to make the story good.
Right. That's what it takes. That's like the comparison to Game of Thrones, you know, when somebody has to go. And we need to lose somebody, because sometimes you have to experience loss in order to move on. I agree with that. But I don't agree with the fact that we need to lose Jackson yet. I think that his character is still growing and developing. And the way we see him go against Klaus tonight, and he's so fearless, he's got a lot left to offer.
Shoot.
I know.
That was the biggest love sigh I've ever heard.
Yeah. You tell me.
No, I was just going to say, like, I really thought it was cute with the whole Jaylee thing. We all know my original ship is Elijah, but it was really romantic. But him standing up against Klaus like that, no, never. Him standing up against Klaus like that, I literally wrote in my notes, why even fight? Why are they fighting him?
Okay, but when he gets the wolfy eyes.
Oh, that was hot.
I'm like, wolf on wolf. I don't know.
Wolf action.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
But I just knew. Like,
I think it's kind of the same thing. Why does anyone fight witches when all they have to do is twist their hand and make you, like, bow down to pain?
Yeah.
It's like you're going to keep fighting because that's what you believe in and that's what you do. And he's a wolf, and wolves don't turn away from a fight.
He's a leader, too.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
And he should.
He's the leader of the pack.
But he said, what do you guys think about when he goes to fight Klaus and he tells Haley to go run? So Haley takes the baby, and then she's like, wait, I can't teach my baby. This is what you're supposed to do. So Haley hands her baby off to Mary.
I didn't like that decision. I thought that was a horrible decision. You're going to give it to this little old lady who probably does have some secrets and stuff. But you think that little old lady's going to protect against Delia? It's not practical at all. It made me very upset.
She thought she was going to rip her apart.
Rip her who apart?
Haley thought she was going to rip Delia apart, so she was
Haley was delusional.
She had the love of a mother inside of her. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm going to do everything to protect my child
she had mother goggles on.
This is what I think is best for her. But I think anyone's crazy to try and fight Delia. That's why no one can fight her straight on.
In the real world, you read these stories about moms that like lift cars to save their babies underneath them. Things you would never be able to do. So I understand why Haley thinks that, but Delia is the be-all, end-all, craziest person we have seen on the show, most powerful. I've never seen anything like this. I don't even think on Vampire Diaries or Silas or anything we've seen before. This girl literally snaps and everyone dies. Like, that's it. That's really scary. And that's why I think that I like going back. I know this is going way back, but Davina Rising, because maybe Davina could be like that. Maybe Davina could be a good version of that and take down Delia in some way.
It's happening.
A bad representation of witches.
I mean, I honestly think that what's going to take down Delia is another witch, because at this point, she's a witch.
Fighting fire with fire.
Yeah, you need to.
Why give Davina power if she can't use it?
I saw you did.
You're so
smart, I know. Roxy.
I know. Okay, what did you guys think the final moments when we see Hope in this car? Just chilling there, and like the poor thing, and finally Klaus comes
up. I thought the lady was going to eat her, first of all, when she was changing in the car, and she was like, I was like, oh my god, Hope's going to get eaten. Like, that's what I thought.
Was gonna turn
and
Hope?
Eat, like, because I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was scared. I was like, now the baby's in a car. In a truck, on the road. I didn't know what was going to happen.
I get that, but then finally that's not what happened.
Oh, no, Klaus came. I thought it was very, like, it was when he was standing in the way between Delia, you could see in her eyes that she just wanted Hope. She didn't want anything else.
That was a beautiful
moment. You could see it in her eyes, and I was like, Hell no, like, girls gotta die. Like, I can see it right now, girls gotta die.
And so that's what
I
said. Is that the baby? Is that what
she
said?
Yeah. And then she's like, I just, and then when he was saying, like, no, you gotta do this for me first, she was just like, like, can I do it? Is it going to happen? I got to get what I want.
Like,
she had everything.
Phoenix.
Yeah, she was. She's got all in her eyes. It was great.
But instead of getting her heroin, Klaus offers her cocaine and says, "Link with me instead." How does that work? I mean, like, yeah, that's
good. Which I think is another reason why we can start believing that Klaus does have a plan, because he's willing to, you know, have Dahlia linked to him and be in. Remember earlier, it was all like, you can't let people inside your mind. These witches are going to know all your plans and stuff. But he's saying, no, link to me instead. I will do this, and then you can link to my daughter, which is clearly a stalling tactic, but it's working.
So he's going to have her unlink the whole making them go to sleep thing, but what if she fails, then he goes to sleep?
I believe in Cammy at this point. Cammy says she knows what's up. So honestly, I think I'm a Cammy converter.
I think he's gonna kill her before she even gets the opportunity to unleak the slink spell. Like, he doesn't intend to fall asleep. If she fails, he falls asleep too. No. If she fails, she dies.
T, what's going on?
Oh, I was just thinking of something that I won't. I was just saying that because we know that he's missing something, because Dahlia told Freya, oh, you thought that you had all the ingredients to defeat me, and really harped on the witch that she loved the most, which I think is bringing mom back in, because
Esther,
because clearly Esther is the witch that she loved the
most. Always and forever. And the kids have the pack always and forever, and that was always and forever, and that's why they keep bringing that up over
Freya
and over.
Freya turned her into
birds. Told you there were some flying birds. You're right. You're 100% right, Tiana.
Boom. All right. So on that note,
should we even talk about anything?
No, I do, because I want to talk a little bit about your characters and what you played before. Oh yeah,
I have a Twitter question. It says, I didn't write down your name. I'm sorry. Anyways, it says, ask Yusuf what it was like playing Finn and Vincent, and which character was more fun to play.
Ooh.
Finn has been a great deal of fun to play. I mean, Vincent's fun to play too, but Finn just got to be such a badass, you know? And the language that the writers gave me was just so much fun to play around with. And the history is much deeper with Finn. I mean, the animosity that he's developed over the years for Klaus in particular and Elijah, I think it was episode three of this season, that really got to pour out in such an amazing way, and it was so much fun to work on that. But this whole process has been a hell of a lot of fun. I hadn't done a lot of work before this. This is the first show that I've worked on like this, and I've learned so much from everybody there. From the actors to the crew and everything. So the whole process has just been amazing to me. So I can't pick one character. Just long story short, I can't.
When one of them was getting killed off, were you worried that you would be gone with them, or did you know that you were going to bounce back?
I didn't know. I got promoted to be a regular when Ben was still around. So, I mean, the worry was never there. But before I got promoted, I mean, it's so much. You're having a great time working on this stuff, but at the same time, in the back of your mind, it's always there. This is a show where, as we've seen from this episode, story is always paramount. And at any moment, you can be out. So, of course, there's always that feeling of just nervousness, you know, is it my time, what's going to happen?
Right.
But I don't think anybody ever really lets that get in front of just doing the work.
I just want to say you did an incredible job with that switch, though, between those characters, and you must not have had that much time to flip from one to the other. I think that's incredible what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate it, yeah. I think it's made more easy by people like Mike Narducci, who you had in last week, how did you describe it when we were watching the show today?
I think I called him effing brilliant.
He is effing brilliant. For those of you who don't know who are watching, Mike Narducci is our executive producer, and he is, should I be looking at this camera when I do this?
Ask them, whatever. We're your fans. Yeah, anyway.
Mike Narducci is our executive producer. He went to Harvard University. He was a football player at Harvard. He's just he's a jock, and he's a brain at the same time, and he's really done a lot of the work for us, and our writers have done a lot of the work for us. And at the same time, they're open to us giving what we have as actors. So it's a really ideal environment. On the one hand, you have brilliant minds putting all this stuff together, and then you have great actors who are just coming to work and doing their job, and you got this show, which I'm really proud of, and I think it's...
you should be. It's an amazing show.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
I do want to get into a couple predictions before we do. T, did you have something?
Oh, I was going to ask another
fan
question.
Yeah, go ahead. One more question.
B-Dog8504 wants to know if there's any romance on the horizon for Vincent. Ooh. Can you see that?
Well, B-Dog. B-Dog, what is it?
B-Dog8504.
B-Dog8504. Is there any romance on the horizon? There are some characters on the show that I don't know necessarily need romance. Klaus, Elijah, Vincent might be one of them. If it does happen, though, it's going to add some spectacular drama to the show, and that's all I'm going to say.
Ooh.
That's my way of saying I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen on this. I haven't read a script for season
three. After this, you're going to text Mike, like, hey, let me know the answer to this. Some ladies at AfterBuzz want to know, and gentlemen. Okay, let's get into a couple predictions from you guys, and we'll tickle torture you and see what you can spill. He's too fiery.
No.
Right. Watch my expressions, right?
Yeah, I'm watching you.
We only have a minute, but I know that I have to throw this to you because you've been waiting all episode.
Okay, I just really want to say, I don't have too many predictions, but I just want to say we didn't touch on it earlier, and I just want to say when Elijah got, like, those vampire eyes when he was fighting Klaus, I was just like, yes, Elijah, whatever you want, whatever you say, I don't care. Amazing. I also want to say, it was amazing. We didn't talk about it. I also want to say that one fan's been asking about Hope's powers, and we haven't talked about it a lot, but I don't think it's time yet. But I think prediction-wise, I think that, I'm just excited to see the three siblings stand together next episode because obviously they will be.
OMG.
Oh, Rebecca. OMG. 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 OMG.
OMG.
Because I love Claire Howe. Not you, Susan. Kill everybody else and I'll still watch the show now. That's how dedicated I am to her.
I know. You're excited. Katie, what you got?
I definitely thought that Esther is the witch that we're going to need for the blood. Mm. And I think that's what he told Cammy. And I also think, I read this article that said that season three was going to be very different to what we've been seeing. So I really do think the witches are going to stand up and that's going to be a huge, huge storyline in season three.
Ooh, talk to us, T.
I already gave my big prediction. I'm going to stick with that. And I agree with Katie. I think it is, and I agree with Davina, I think it is the witches' time to rise and it is our moment right now because even over on Vampire, the witches get like the shady end of the stick on Vampire Diaries. So I'm glad that over here they're starting to kind of like come into their own and they're really like serving a good purpose and there's a good amount of them and there's a good family moment going on. And also I saw something in the chat roll about Vincent and Bonnie needing to be together.
That's a real cross.
Think of those powerful children they'd have.
That's
some serious witch magic.
You never know. Mike talked about having toys in his sandbox to play with, so maybe if Bonnie came on over, that could be the love interest. Who knows? We're just predicting here, and of course we have to ask if you have predictions or spoilers.
I'm going to give a spoiler.
There's
a new word that I learned. It's called vacilando, and I'm just sort of going with it. It means that you have a plan at the end, but you're just going to do whatever you want to do, and if you get there, you get there. So the spoiler is I'm going to give you next season is going to be much different from this season. We're going to have some different things happening, as Tiana told us. I'm lying. I'm not going to do this, but listen, everybody watching, I appreciate you so much. I know that was anticlimactic. Thank you.
Edge of our seats. Well, regardless of what you just did, breaking our hearts, you were amazing to have on the show. So you said where can everybody find you if they want to talk to you throughout the week?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Yusuf Gatewood. Yeah, at Yusuf Gatewood. That's it.
Hard to remember our names sometimes. I get that. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. Listen, I've been traveling.
I'm just making fun. You were absolutely amazing. After this. We really, really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you. And Tiana, our chat mistress, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm talking right now, guys. But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tiana Hobson. And happy birthday, Valencia. We love you.
Happy birthday, Valencia.
Have a great day tomorrow.
Amazing fan, Valencia. You're the best. Happy birthday.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I do a weekly vlog.
Ooh. You can find me on Instagram at Donald Romain and Twitter at Tigris Hobbs.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that 5-star, that thumbs up, write a comment. We read everything you guys have to say. You're the absolute best. Thank you so much, Yusuf. You were incredible.
Thank you, Yusuf.
See you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Everyone in the chat room loves you.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.